أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فاستسقهم أهم أشد خلقا أم من خلقنا إنا خلقناهم من طين لازم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off this surah, Surah As-Saffat, by taking oath upon oath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken oath upon the malaika of Allah, malaika that He had created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of the different descriptions and roles, functions of some of the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then introduced Himself as the Lord and the sustainer of the heavens and the earth. Allah spoke of the function of the stars that exist in the cosmic world and that we see from earth. Allah spoke of them as an adornment, a beautification of the stars. It is unfortunate that due to the air pollution in the city and due to the light pollution, the different pollutions that exist in the atmosphere, when we are living in the cities, we are deprived of observing and witnessing this great phenomenon of the stars and the beautification of the stars. But when you go out to the countryside and when you go out to areas where there's no air pollution, there's no light pollution in the atmosphere, then it is really something to behold and something to observe and something to marvel at. When you observe the sky and you stargaze and you see really what a great, wonderful, magnificent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists and how beautifully they adorn the heaven that is closer to us. Allah spoke of the stars as a beautification of the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained another function of the star and another reason why they were created. And they are a source and a form and a means through which Allah protects the heaven from the rebellious shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how these stars are used at times to attack and to strike the shayateen out of the heavens and blow them out of the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 11 of Surah As-Saffat, He instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَسْقِهِمْ. These people, they denied the hereafter. They could not accept it. This was something that they kept on denying. There is no life after death. And there are many today who also deny this completely and openly. It is something that does not make sense to them. And it is something that does not seem rational. But it is certainly a very rational and logical phenomenon, life after death. If you cannot accept life after death, how do you accept this life that you are living? Because, as Allah explained earlier, life after death, or bringing a human being back to his original form, is easier, or is something more logical and rational than creating him from a drop of sperm, from a drop of semen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَسْقِهِمْ. Ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا. Are they more difficult to create or what we have created? We have created angels. They believe in the existence of angels. We have created the planet, meteors. We have created the sun. We have created the moon. We have created this entire universe. Look at our majestic, great creation. And they are denying the fact that we can bring them back to life. Are they more difficult to create? أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا. Are they stronger in their creation? أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا. Or whom we have created? إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طِينِ لَازِمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created them from a sticky clay. There are different descriptions given to the substance that was used for the creation of Adam alayhi salam. At times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as turab. Turab means dust, or it means sand. تراب or dust, that is the first step of the process. When it is in its original form, dust or sand. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the substance as teen. Teen is the second stage or the second process. When you take water and you mix it with dust or you mix it with sand, it becomes muddy. So that is known as teen. Then there is another stage which is known as teen al-lazim. The clay then becomes sticky. After a while, if you leave the water there and you allow the water to be absorbed into the sand, and then it becomes sticky. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to over here. Allah says, we created them, referring to the creation of Adam alayhi salam, min teenil lazim. We have created them from a sticky clay. Bal ajibta. Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are surprised and you are amazed at how, surprised and amazed at what? At their denial. You wonder. And when you see they are so heedless of the year after, and they seem to be so adamant regarding their denial of the year after, bal ajibta, you wonder and you are surprised and you are shocked at this denial of theirs. Wa yaskharun. And they, on the other hand, what do? They mock at it. You are surprised at their denial, while they mock and they poke fun at the fact of the year after and the recreation of the humankind after his death. Wa idha dhukkiru. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they are reminded, la yadhkurun, they do not pay any attention to the reminder and they do not take heed. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. There were two evidences that Allah would use, especially when it came to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the rational evidence. The rational evidence, look around you, apply your mind. It only makes sense that you have been created for an objective. There is a supreme divine being in control of the entire universe. And it only makes logical sense. And the most rational explanation of your existence is that you have a purpose to serve for the year after. And there will be life after death. Rationally, that is the most logical explanation for your existence. Otherwise, why would Allah bring you into existence? So one is the rational argument. The second argument or evidence that was used was in the form of miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform certain miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً. They asked for a miracle. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, that split the moon for us. Split the moon. And we want to see you divide the moon and split it into two parts. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited them one evening. And in front of them, in their presence, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed towards the moon. And with the power and the permission of Allah, he split the moon in half. Allah speaks of it in the Quran. وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ يَقُولُ سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. Allah says the moon was split. The moon was split. It was split in half. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. But when he did that, when he conceded to their request and he split the moon in two, what did they say? They say he's a magician. What he did now is he bewitched us and he has performed magic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً. When they see a miracle, when you do perform a miracle, what do? يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. They make fun out of it and they poke fun at it and they start mocking you for it. Like on the occasion of Mi'raj, that was it. One of the greatest miracles that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed. And when he came back and he informed them of what he had experienced, they began mocking and poking fun at him. And unfortunately today also, there are Muslims because of the influence of secularism. Now secularism promotes rational thinking and logical thinking. That is secularism. That is what it does. It promotes rational thinking and logical thinking. And secularism is designed to repel anything that goes against rational thinking and logical thinking. So,
If it does not make sense to the mind, and it does not seem rational or logical, secularism teaches you to rebut it and to reject it and not to accept it. That's the unfortunate thing, and that's the most dangerous part of secularism. And this is something that we have to be wary about. And that is why, while providing secular education to our children, which is a need and a requirement, along with that, they must be given sound, and they must be given solid, and they must be given good Islamic education as well. So, unfortunately, because of a result of secularism, you find some Muslims, they are skeptical about accepting Mi'raj, because scientifically it does not make sense to them. They hesitate when you speak about Shaqr al-Sadr, the splitting of the chest, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart being removed from his body and being washed. There's a doubt, and there's an element of doubt in their minds. There's skepticism, there's hesitation in accepting these miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We speak of the splitting of the moon as well at times. There is hesitation within certain Muslim community and certain Muslim. There is this hesitation to accept it. But as followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and believers of the Quran, we believe in the miracles that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had performed. And that's the miracle. The miracle is that which goes against logic, and that which defies logic. That is what a miracle means. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ وَقَالُوا. And what do they say when they see a sign and a miracle that you have performed? إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They say this is nothing but clear magic. You have only performed magic. Aida mitna, they would say, Aida mitna, when we die, wa kunna turaban, and we are reduced to dust, wa ibaman, and we are reduced to bones, a inna the mad'ufun, will we be resurrected and raised once again after that? Our aba'un al-awwalun, and even our very first forefathers, those who passed away thousands of years ago, they too are going to be resurrected again. Waqi. They would ask this question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, tell them, na'am, yes. Yes. You want to know whether you will be resurrected or not? Yes, you will be resurrected. That's it. That's the simple answer to your question. You will be resurrected and you will be brought back to life. Wa antum dakhirun. And then you will be humiliated. Imagine how humiliated they will be when they will realize that they have been resurrected and once again they have been recreated. Imagine how humiliated they will be, because throughout their lives it is something that they had denied. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.